Well, one of the conditions that has been referred to by US President Joe Biden in the last few days is democratization. He has expressed concern that corruption is still a problem in Ukraine. But of course, NATO rules forbid any country from joining the bloc if there is a territorial dispute going on with any other country. So that is certainly one of the things that would need to be overcome in order to achieve and unlock NATO membership for Ukraine. But there are other areas of alignment that would need to take place before that comes to fruition. So certainly some frustration from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky when he tried to put pressure on allies earlier in the day before they issued their communique, saying that it was absurd that no timeline was being considered and Ukraine needed respect. But after the communique was issued, he was a little bit more relaxed, and he said in a statement that Ukraine will make NATO stronger and NATO will make Ukraine safer. And he says his goal will ultimately remain for Ukraine to become a NATO member.